At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Hey, welcome to the show. Feeling good with Duddy. That's me. Let's go.
Oh, yep. We're back in the bunker. Episode 83 of Feeling Good with Duddy, the show that points at the world, has a laugh, and then points at itself and laughs again. Fairest of the fair, bravest of them all, that's us. I'm Jake B., a barber here in Southern California. Let me introduce you to my brother, the host of the show, guitar player, singer of the Dirty Heads. Here he is, Duddy B.
What is happening? That's right. We are back. Episode 83, Jake?
Flying.
Crazy.
Creeping towards 100.
We're getting to that 100, and we were talking earlier, we may have something special planned for that 100th episode, so you can look forward to that. And we look forward to your reviews. That's right. We've been seeing them, and we are so happy. Thank you guys so much. It really does help the podcast get noticed, climb those charts, and just really helps the... It just really helps us keep going and get noticed. So we appreciate it. And if you are out there listening and you're enjoying the show and you have not given us a rating or a review, head over to you wherever you're listening. But, you know, especially that Apple Podcast app that's on your phone. Go over there. Click the 5-star. Give us a review. It really does help. And we do appreciate it. Thank you guys so much.
And again, I was wrong when I said give us 3 stars. I said we're a 3-star show. And I still feel strongly about that. But give us 5 stars. That's what helps us get noticed. 3, in fact, puts us down in the dumps.
Hey, did that person go back and change? Oh, yeah, we've gotten a couple more 3s, Jake, and more 4s.
No, we have not.
It's starting to piss me off. I said I was sorry.
I said I was wrong. Well, the good news is we have a lot of reviews. They are climbing.
I only gave it 3 stars because they asked.
Okay, so that person, that's the same 3-star review. So you know what? I don't think we've gotten any more 3s. Nothing but 5s from there on out. And again, you can write 3. If you think it's 3, give us a 5. And then underneath write, I really think it's a 3, but I want to help. So 5, that's the way you get your point across. Okay.
That's
more importantly, give us ratings and reviews, and thank you for it.
But we haven't seen them coming in, so thank you guys so much. We appreciate it. And also, one just quick little thing, if you are a procrastinator, that's such a hard word for me to always say, like the rest of us, and you need a last second Christmas gift over at cutlassbrand.com, we did just put up virtual gift cards, so you don't have to wait for us to mail them or anything. You buy the gift card, you get an email with you know, a little virtual card on it with a link, and they, whoever you send it to, they can use it. So it's a quick little last second gift. No mail, no shipping required. It's just a quick boom, a second you buy it, you get it.
Did you make a Christmas Duddy style shirt this year?
Not
right?
This year, no. You we did last year. Yeah.
What in the shit, man? I know.
We blew that.
All right.
But we do have an awesome show for you. Not much going on in the music world right now for us. Kind of just taking a break for the holidays for the most part. But we do have a musical guest today, and that's Ruben Durazza. If you guys have been watching any of the Dirty Heads live streams, if you've been out to any of the drive-in shows we did, or if you were at One Love last year, then you've seen that we have some new horn players in the band, and Ruben is one of them, and he's here today, and we're going to talk to him, and that's going to be awesome. But before we get to that, I had another Jack quote, Jake.
You want to slide a little Jack quote in? Remind everybody of a couple of these bangers.
So Jack is my son, and he just says some really funny shit sometimes. And he's got these really, like, sometimes they're inspiring, sometimes they're just funny. Like, you know, for instance, we've said a few times, like, a couple of the best were, like, he said, oh, he was doing something weird one day, and he looked at me, he's, Dad, on a scale of 1 to 10, how many people do this? You know, and you're just like, huh, I like it.
They're always, I don't know, right next, I mean, to 8, something that, I guess, makes sense.
But the, yeah, yeah, was one. He was jumping off a boat into the water, and he yelled, the real question is, never give up. Yeah. You know, just another things like that. One. A very popular one. He says funny things. And
his newest one might be the best one. Oh, it's a lot of people's favorite.
It's great. So he says, my wife the other day was trying to play that. I think it was like the old classic, like, oh yeah, well, if you don't go get up right now and go get in the shower, then maybe Santa Claus isn't going to come and bring you some gifts. And my son goes, Mom, he goes, the writing on the wall is all over your face, Mom.
The writing on the wall is all over your face.
Yeah.
Brilliant. One of my favorites.
I mean, it's genius. It did. But it's actually not the most genius thing that he said this weekend. And he started singing this song. And I go, Jack, where'd you hear that? That's really funny. And he goes, oh, I just made it up. And I was like, dude, that is freaking genius. And I think Purell and any other sanitizer company absolutely blew it this year by not writing the greatest jingle of all time. And that is, sanitizer's coming to town. Sanitizer's coming to town. And then he goes, you better not cough. You better not sneeze. Better stay 6 feet away from me because sanitizer's coming. I mean, it's the best song that's ever been made. And Purell, you blew it.
And it's too late to do anything with it. No. Even if they're like, we heard it. We're here. We hear the cry. Because we know that Purell, they listen to the show.
Of course, Purell, they're constantly hitting us up. Can we get on the show?
Can we send you product? And we're like, yeah, no, we don't mess with big sanitize. It's just not our thing. But anyway, they love us and they still love the show, and it's all respect from them. But yeah, they anyway, great song. But there's not enough time. They'd have to wait till next year, and they have to hope that sanitization and everything is still cool. Yeah. Or we'll be back. Yeah. Maybe we'll be back to just filthy, gross people by then. Fingers crossed. All right. Cool. So say the quote again. It's a great,
the writing on the walls all over your face, Mom. Meaning like he was pretty much saying like, yeah, right. Like,
of course. Yeah.
Santa, if I don't take a shower, Santa's still coming.
Santa's coming no matter what. I've been a good boy. Yeah. I know how this shit works, dude. This isn't my first Christmas. Oh man.
So yes. Well, that was great. And speaking of great, let's just bring him on.
Let's just do it. Let's just get into it.
Ruben Durazza, one of the new horn players for the Dirty Heads. He's played with a lot of great bands, Voodoo, Glow Skulls, Goldfinger, Mad Caddies, many more. We'll let him talk about that. So here he is. What's up, Ruben?
Hey, how's it going?
Yeah.
How you guys doing today?
Good, good.
We are good. We're stoked to have a guest. We had a guest like last week, but it was a Zoom guest. Yep. And we've had a few Zoom guests, and that's great, but it feels like it's been a good minute since we've had someone sitting right there.
It feels good to have a guest back in the bunker, and especially a musician.
A musical guest.
Yes.
Very happy to be here.
Yeah, man.
Sweet, man. So, I mean, just like the rest of us, you're not touring or anything, so, no. I mean, what have you been doing lately to kind of keep busy and...
You know, the regular stuff, watch TV all day. play my trombone. You know, music is still happening in whatever kind of way we want it to happen, I guess.
People are still recording music and trying to do things.
Even just, you know, as it's a good way to stay busy and be productive still.
Yep. So sit on your couch and get better.
Yeah. I mean, really, that's all we can do right now is just stay prepared for when we get to play again live. And that's it.
Yeah. It's so weird. Yeah. I know. It's like we ask these questions all the time, but there is no other answer except for that. It's like none of us know what the hell's going on. Yeah. We're just making sure we can still rip when the time comes to rip.
Dude. Exactly. It's so funny too. And it's like, and you don't even want to ask it, but it's like you feel like it's almost like you have to. Mm-hmm. You know, someone you haven't talked to in a while, like, so like, what have you been doing to stay busy? Like, how are you keeping busy? It's like we ask everyone.
Yeah, I know. You got to stay positive. That's really what it is knowing that things will get better and not letting everything get to you just because it's easier not to be depressed or not productive, you know, when everything's been taken. All the things that we normally would be doing have been taken away from us.
Yeah, it's like you're just handed so much free time. And that's a good thing. Like, it can be a good thing, but it can also be a bad thing. You need your time filled. a big filler was taken. Not like I'm a barber too, so I'm not cutting hair right now. Third time this year, shut down. It's so weird.
Are you like, practicing?
Gotta fill my time.
You can't practice, really?
Yeah, I'm just waving my clips at the air.
Cutting dog's hair. He's
buying.
Luckily, I got a freaking one-year-old. I'm busy, dude. I got It's good. He keeps me busy. But let's talk about the positive then. Like, we all know the doom and gloom, but there are good things. And the cool reason we're having you, the reason you're here is because you're playing with the Dirty Heads now. Yep. So let's get to that. Like, I guess let's talk a little bit about how you got with the Dirty Heads, and then we'll go back into some of the other bands that you also play with and everything else. But how did that go down?
Yeah. You know,
who connected you guys, you know, stuff like that?
It was really thanks to a couple of people. My real good friend and horn compadre, Mark Bush, trumpet player. Me and him have been playing together for a long time, you know, different projects over many years. And he texted me one day saying that he heard from the Mad Caddies bass player, and, you know, saying that he was contacted by Wiz.
And Wiz is the Dirty Heads tour manager and like front of house. He does the sound for the Dirty Heads. So that's Wiz when you.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
And, you know, he said they were looking for horn players. Mark hit me up, said, you know.
I know a horn player.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we kind of have always been helping each other out. You know, like when he gets offered a gig, he hits me up. When I get offered a gig, we try to make it a package deal, you know?
The cool thing with horn players is some people might not know that are listening. Like, It usually comes in like some, a lot of times almost like a trio.
Yep.
You know? Yes. And so, cause a lot of bands, it's not like, hey, we just want a trumpet, you know, player. It's like you want a horn section.
Yeah.
So that is cool. If you get in with two other horn players that are good and you guys have a little package. So it's almost understood like, hey, these guys are looking for horns or this band's looking for horns. And then I know some guys and bam, all three of you or girls, you know, everything. And they all go together.
They were perfect. Cause we were looking for horns that could also do harmonies,
vocal harmonies. Perfect.
And these guys, they crush the horn lines and they crush the vocal harmonies, which makes a huge difference. So
yeah, we that was one of the main things that they told us was like, oh yeah, horn players, but can you sing too?
Mm-hmm.
And as a horn player, we kind of, most of us have that, like have to have the ability to sing because it's similar. Playing a horn is similar to singing. You know, it resonates in your head and your body. So most of us have, if not a good voice, at least enough to like where we hear tones, we can match them.
You can hit notes.
So, and when we did One Love, you know, we didn't, I don't think we had the chance to sing very many harmonies. But once we started doing the live streams and the drive-in shows, we had the so much room to arrange new horn parts as well as fill in the harmonies that are on the recordings that people love to hear, you know. So we were really we took that and we stepped up, you know. We had to, but we also wanted to because
it's fun as
musicians, like when you hear a band and you hear some nice background vocalists, you don't even have to see them, but you hear them and you feel them in the music. That's just, it's a good feeling. So
it fills the room back, you know. That's like almost like adding an organ to a band where it just fills that same area of space that you might not know that space is there. And then as soon as you hear an organ or a group of backup vocals, you're like, oh shit, this just went to a way bigger level. You know, so it's critical. And then we've always said this too, live horns, there's something special about that because the way horns come in with a bunch of attack and then leave slowly and stuff. A lot of that's hard to mimic with a keyboarded sound. Like there's always something cool about live horns. It looks cool to look at. It sounds great.
Well, and horns though too, to me are very, it's like a, you know, when you get a band, you know, for instance, that has like a shredding guitar player, but he shreds through the whole song, every song, and you're like, okay. and horns can be that same thing, where it's like, it's tasteful in the right places, when they come in the right places, and they leave in the right places, and they leave the holes where they're supposed to be. Yes. It's like a beautiful thing, you know? know, yep. It really is. And that One Love for us was, we've had a horn player. We had Billy from the Interrupters, like when he was out on the tour with the Interrupters, yeah. And he was with us. He would come up and he would play just like Supermoon, the one song with us.
I remember,
and he's a great dude. He's a great horn player. But that One Love was the first time we played with, you know, two horn players that we'd actually been rehearsing with, mm-hmm. and they knew, you know, the whole set. And it just made such a difference. And then once we got them in here to start doing the live streams with the acoustic shows, and we started working on harmonies together and, you know, really working on the horn parts. And oh, my God, it made such a difference in our live set. And it made it so much more enjoyable that we were just like, we can't play without these guys
this
anymore.
This is what it is now.
Yeah, this is what it is, you know. So we love it, man. And, yeah, it's
see,
awesome.
Once that space is filled, then you're like, oh, I can't not hear that now.
Yeah,
totally.
Yeah.
Shit.
Totally.
That has to stay.
Yeah. Yep. And yeah, we talked as a band for about 30 seconds and we were like, yeah. Keeping them
deliberated quite quickly.
Yeah, it was like a management call and they were like, so did you guys want to? Yep. Okay, bye.
Yeah, with the horns. Bam. All right. So that's cool. So you're playing with the Mad Caddies and then, Wiz, who works with the Dirty Heads, so, hits them up looking for horns.
Yeah, at the time I met the Mad Caddies are the homies. You
okay.
know, like, I played a few shows with them filling in, and then Mark kind of, we both knew them and were in the circuit from like playing shows with Voodoo Glow Skulls.
Okay.
We did a lot of touring. That was like most of the touring I did as a young musician was with Voodoo Glow Skulls. I played, you know, with a band called Viernes 13, which is a ska band from L.A. And playing with that band brought me to playing with the Voodoo Glow Skulls. I toured all over the world with them for 4 years. I went to Japan.
Nice.
You know, I went to Puerto Rico.
Voodoo's horn. Hey, they're horn-driven.
Oh, yeah.
They are like punk rock
with horns,
you know?
Yeah.
And it's like almost like Iron Maiden, like with horns. They love heavy music.
Yep.
And it's not like any other horn-driven, like, a band you could say that's similar to them would be like maybe like the Blue Meanies, you know, they're very frantic. It's not like your typical ska.
Mm-hmm.
They can play traditional ska. They play the hell out of it, but at the same time, they can play some like thrash punk with an insane horn line. And they were kind of the pioneers of that, which
mm-hmm.
is so me as a young kid, I was growing up listening to that band, loving that band. They were like my favorite band, and then I eventually got the opportunity to join them, and they took me everywhere.
Sick.
And that's how I met most of the heavy hitter, like next tier of, I would say, like touring heavy, like headlining bands,
mm-hmm.
you know? So that brought me in contact with, you know, the Goldfinger guys, you know, big up John Feldman, you know, Travis Barker, those guys, Mike Herrera, you know, MXPX, and Tim Armstrong. I mean, those guys, they brought me along and I learned so much with them too. And so in that whole process, then now I'm playing with Boogaloo Assassins and Delirians, or LA bands, very talented.
Yeah.
And that's when I got the call to, you know, see if we want to do One Love. And since then, now we've done like six live streams with them.
I think more than that.
Eight, I think it was.
I think it was like eight or nine, mm-hmm. yeah.
So one, you get to do One Love and you're thinking maybe it's just one show. Dirty Heads want some horns.
Well,
I'll do it. Or you're not sure.
Me and Mark, we went in it with the same mentality. Just like, we got to go in absolutely 100% prepared. All the music, know it. And you can't really expect anything when it's a big gig like this. You can't expect anything. Like for me, I did not celebrate until the last note that I played was done.
Yeah, smart.
Until then, it was not time to celebrate.
Yeah.
I was so fucking nervous. But once we finished and we went back to the trailer after that show, you know, I could see Jared's face. I could see these guys' faces, and they were like, "Yo, what's up? Like,
that was dope. Yeah,
let's do this more."
Cool.
You know, and that was when I could feel happy. Like the job was done for that day,
mm-hmm.
but now there's so much more work. Hopefully.
Yeah, so. I know it's weird. All this happens and then world shuts down pretty much right after.
We're on the verge of going on the... That would have been our first tour, as the horn section would have been our first tour to... It was going to be Sublime with Rome and us.
That was going to be a really big, fun tour.
Yeah.
There will be more.
Oh yeah, of course.
That's fun. Yeah, but yeah, that is heavy. We've talked about that before on the show, never in this exact way, but Duddy and I had mentioned before, like, man, think about these bands that were, this was their time to blow up. This was their first tour. They're putting out their first album, big groundswell. Everyone's excited. World shuts down.
Yeah.
They have to refine that energy after all this. And look, same thing. This is a big, big tour for you as a horn player to be added to such a big band and big tour, world shuts down. So yeah, for so many people in so many ways, it's just like, bam, kick right in the balls.
It's crazy.
Yep. But the cool thing is, you know, you did get to play all the live streams and you're here on
the drive-in shows.
We did the drive-in shows.
Were fun. Drive-in shows, great.
Good times there. But it does look like, as we've been talking with management a little bit, that, you know, 2021, summer of 2021, we're going to start touring our freaking asses off. So
they're hopeful,
right. You never know what's going to happen. But that's kind of the plan and the goal. So we'll see.
yeah.
So, all right. So you played with a bunch of bands. You made your way to the Dirty Heads. Mm. And let's see. I was going to say, this was going to be your first tour.
Yeah.
So what were you doing mainly then before with the Dirty Heads? Was it a lot of LA stuff and just things like locally around here?
Well, no, there was not a chance for anything to happen because after One Love, there's the regrouping and the routing of a tour. It started to come together and we were starting to be informed, hey, this is what's going to happen. Hopefully, these are the dates. Mm-hmm. And before we could even... Dirty Heads didn't have any shows in between that time. So in that time we were just, I was playing with my other bands probably, but this was the whole process of everything shutting down.
Yeah, it was.
So there wasn't a chance for any other.
Okay.
Yeah.
It was a chance. Yeah. Because a couple of the guys had like long ways out, booked some like vacations and whatnot. So that's why we booked the Roman Duddy tour.
Right.
So there was nothing on the books for the Dirty Heads.
Yep.
And then everything shut down during that. So
doing your thing. Duddy's on tour with Rome. Yep. Jared and everyone's off on exotic locales. And then whammo, world says goodbye. We were at a different studio. I was telling Ruben before we started recording, and then when COVID hit, that's why we're here. Yeah. We had to move our whole operation into this bunker, and that's when Duddy started doing it right here.
And everything. This thing. Yeah, but everything works out for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely.
And
I hate saying that, but you're trying to find anything. It all works out for a reason. Okay, cool. It
works out for a reason.
It's a reason of working out. Well, here's something that's probably not going to work out, and the reason is it's because these guys suck.
Oh.
We have two friends I'm very nervously bringing this section to the show okay, the listeners know we have the 420/7 guys wanted to come on and talk to Ruben because they heard that he worked at dispensaries before.
Yes.
And that to them is like, they're rock stars.
Dude, Jake, you sounded just like him.
Super good at doing the Snake OG voice now because whatever. I mean, it does make me laugh, so I make fun of him a lot. But anyway, so Duddy and I are going to get out of here. And Ruben doesn't know these dudes. We kind of told him that they suck and that they're coming in and that they're going to be lame. But
they're the worst.
He's so nice that he's like, yeah, sure. I can't wait to meet. He's like nice about it, which is sweet. But Duddy and I are going to get up. We're going to dip out and we have them kind of waiting at the door. Yeah, when we get out, then you guys come in. Wait there. Duddy and I will leave. Don't look or touch us or look at us. And then you guys come in. Okay. You ready, Duddy?
Yep.
All right, guys, we're out of here. We'll be right back. Luke, play their terrible song.
Oh, are you ready, bro?
I'm ready.
Dude, fire it up, bro. Dude, tug it. Oh, extra sick. So sick, dude. Yeah, it's sick. We're here. Later, Jake. They said don't say anything.
Well, he gave me two middle fingers.
Did he?
So I think that's like, I think he likes me.
Twice the love, dude. Sequan. All right. You guys know what it is. Snake OG. This is my friend, Blonde Marley. This is the News 420/7 show. But today,
But today we don't have much crazy news. I don't know what's going on. Well, I guess we'll catch you up. We're still living in Escondido.
Where Jake Hatt is.
First burrito. Oh,
in the back house.
And we're still living in the back house. Let's catch Ruben up and I can't wait to talk to you, but we're going to catch you up. We live in Escondido in the back house. Our two landlords live in the front house. They are Galians. They are two gay gentlemen, big fellas, red hair. We recently found out they are from space. They are Galians. They smoked us out with space weed from a square bong. You're all caught up. All right, Ruben. Sick, dude.
Oh,
say so hi to Ruben, bro. Ruben,
first off, just want to say it's an honor.
Super honored,
when
dude.
We found out that you were going to be here today, we called up Duddy and Jake, and we said, what's up? And they said, fuck off.
All sick, dude.
I laughed and said, dude, you're so cool, Duddy. And he said, no, really? Fuck off. And then I said, hey, I heard Ruben, not only from the Dirty Heads, but from the dispensaries.
The sponsor ads.
Was going to be stopping by. And is it cool if we cruise by and have a quick little chat with this fucking dank dude?
So you're dank, dude. He's dank. He's super dank. We saw the hoot you rolled for the listeners, dude. Ruben rolled the fattest. It was like a little mini baseball. When you used to go to Dodger Stadium, Angel Stadium, they'd give you a little mini baseball bat. But then people would beat the shit out of me. They were very dangerous, it turns out. Ruben rolled a joint that looked like one of those, smoked it to his head. So you worked at a dispensary?
Yes, I did. I've done many weed-related jobs.
Weed-related sex. We've always wanted to be in the the world of dispensations, the fabrics.
The behind the counter is definitely different. It is not as glamorous as you might think, but in some ways, yeah, it is.
So I have one serious question.
All right, let's hear it.
When you worked at the dispensaries.
Dude, are you going to ask him?
Did you ever get.
Ask it.
Free weed?
usually you'll get a really nice discount on weed. Yeah.
How heavy? How deep's the discount, dude? Let us know.
No, it all depends. Sometimes it's cool because the growers will give you free weed to try. You'll have reps like from different companies come and say, oh, this is our product. We'll leave some samples for the bud tenders.
Sample us out, dude. Sick. That's why we gotta do this.
Bud tenders, usually don't know very much about weed, I hate to say.
I always thought bud tenders were like pot-infused chuck-un tenders.
That's a great idea, but no. No, yeah, but...
Never thought of that, dude! Psych one!
That is good, actually. working in dispensary is fun. There's lots of free weed, yes.
Sick! Dude, he's got so much hay. You know he does, dude. Are you one of the dudes you used to show up at a party and just have a bunch of hay? And everyone's like, Ruben's here, dude. We're getting fucking blasted, dude. Sick.
Yeah, I'm still that guy.
So. Yeah, dude. Remember those guys?
Oh, dude.
There'd always be that one friend that would just, he'd roll up to the party and you're just like, oh, he's just... dude. Always had just like a freezer lock baggie just packed, and it was just hay barrels.
That guy would always tell me to fuck off.
He'd be like, fuck off, guys. And we'd pop out of the bushes, dip our hand in the bag. You know, dude.
That's a no no.
That's a big no-no. No. That's a no no. We learned 20, 30 times, Andy. We learned hands out of the bag.
Yeah.
We'd walk up with our hands cupped. Remember, just sick. You're here, dude. Sick. Just hands cupped out, like pouring the weed nuggets into our hand bowl that we've created. No, dude. We did do that, but no. But yeah, but we did. Sick, Ruben. So you're no longer working in the weed industry?
I still dabble.
You dabble?
I still dabble.
Guys, tiny. First of all, I like when he said, behind the counter, it's not so glamorous. I was like, sick way to start it, dude. That was like an episode of First 48 or something. I was like, tight.
Oh, it's true, though. It's true.
I can see that because I've gone into the dispensaries once or twice. I snuck in because I don't have a license.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I'm of age, dude, but I don't have a license. So I sneak in, and then some guys in front of you asking all the questions, right? Yeah. Is this going to make me productive? Or I'm looking for more of a friendly high, and I'm just like, bro. Point at some hay, let's go, son. I'm getting sober back here. Is that something that bothered you behind the counter?
I mean, I like to be knowledgeable. I like to help people with weed. It's fun. You know, I took the job serious. I really did. Because, in all honesty, I love it. I love weed. And I know you guys can appreciate that.
Oh, Ruben's the nicest guy ever.
Ruben, another serious question.
Okay. Get up with it.
I know that you've played some shows with the Dirty Heads.
Ask him.
Have you ever smoked with Daddy B?
Oh!
On occasion,
yeah. I always ask him to smoke with me, and he tells me to.
Fuck off.
He tells me. It's so cool, though. He loves me.
Dirty Heads, some of the guys smoke some weed.
They pop tops.
So I must say, I'm very at home. I feel at home with them for that.
Dude. I think Ruben is. I think everyone would want you to be their bud tender.
Yeah.
You're trustworthy. You make me feel at home.
I'm the best at that. I really am.
I can see they'd point you to the right hay, put you in the right frame.
I feel like he would give me the crispiest nugs.
He would absolutely dank you out, dude. We gotta get rolling, but dude, Ruben, sick to. All right,
you guys have someone this high in the weed world.
You're right.
I have to ask him this question.
All right.
Only to ask.
What's your favorite strain?
Oh, sick.
Mine's Alaskan Thunder.
That is a good. Oh, man.
That's such a sick strain.
Yeah,
man.
I agree. That's actually, No. My favorite strain right now would be Papaya Cake. From my friends, the Hit Habitat.
Oh, sick.
Respect.
Say that one more time.
Papaya Cake, number 3, to be specific.
Damn, there's 3 of them. If you like Papaya Cake 1 and 2, get ready for number 3, dude. What's their name, dude? I like that.
The Hit Habitat.
The Hit Habitat. Sick.
That sounds dank.
Those guys are rad. All right, dude. Any other dude? They're looking at us and they're saying, "Get the F out!" Right. But do you have another question? Anything else? You've been a hard-hitting reporter today, dude. I'm so proud of you, Blonde. Anything else, bro? Anything chambered in that mind of yours?
Have you ever whipped your dreads around and poked your own eye?
Yes.
Sick question, dude. He has.
I've ripped one off before on accident.
Oh, no. Ooh, that sounds painful. Yeah. Wait, how did that happen? That's heavy.
With voodoo, I was headbanging and playing my trombone, and my dread got wrapped around my hand and my slide, and I...
No, you slit-ripped it off, dude!
I ripped half of it off.
That's the most ska core thing I've ever heard in my life.
Did you throw it in the crowd and people were like trying to catch it?
If you smoke my dread, you probably get high.
Oh, dude, sick, dude. I'm so glad you asked that question anymore.
No.
All right, dude. This has been the absolute sickest episode of our show, dude. Oh, I feel so psyched. Thank you so much, Ruben. You're the coolest.
Nice meeting you guys.
Yeah, dude, sick. I'm Snake. I'm Snake OG saying puff tough
and stay crispy.
Okie dokers. They are leaving, and that was About as good as I thought that was going to be. How did you think that went?
It was better. I mean, at least Ruben was.
Ruben helped it out. Yeah, because those guys can get a little wild. Yeah. And they.
I feel those guys are those guys.
He liked them. They're like, you can love them.
Yeah, I like them. Something about them. I like them. I don't know.
They're pretty. All right, dude. I have to admit, everyone loves them. We're starting to kind of realize a little bit. But. Yeah.
And you know who? What else everyone loves?
What?
Children.
Children. Oh, good segue. You scared me with that. Jeez, we're talking about those assholes, and then you just say children and look at me.
When we get into everyone's favorite, you know, segment in the entire world next, they'll understand why I said that.
That's right. Everybody, you've heard of conspiracy queries or conspiracy theories. It's the most annoying guy at the party. He comes in, he tells you he saw ancient aliens, and now he knows how everything works. Well, Duddy's not that guy, because Duddy doesn't come in and tell you anything. He just tells you, dude, I heard this guy say this, and it's a conspiracy query. Duddy, explain further.
This is a conspiracy query. This is not a conspiracy theory. This is simply a question. I'm asking you if you believe in this. I'm not saying I believe in it. I'm not trying to convince you that this is real. I'm simply asking if you believe in conspiracy queries.
It's a fair question. It's a fun question.
Before I read this, I need to take a little sip of water.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. God dang. All right. I can't believe how well that went with the 420. I really thought Ruben was going to leave. Like, all right, guys, I shan't be pushed into this type of.
They're nice guys.
You're a nice guy.
You are nice, and they're horrifying people. But all right, Duddy, you've got a conspiracy query.
Oh, this comes from our good buddies over at the Thrillist.
We are very close with them.
Yes, and this is, you know what, we're going to try and start doing conspiracies. Queries from around the globe.
Yes, from around the globe. This one comes from where, Dud?
It comes from our glorious country's capital, Jake.
Yes.
Alabama.
That's where it all started. All right.
And speaking of children, this is called Dead Children's Playground.
Take my kid there all the time.
Oh, so it says, this eerie playground adjacent to Maple Hill, Huntsville's oldest cemetery, doesn't just have an eerie nickname for fun. The playground was presumably designed to entertain kids while their parents visited the graves of loved ones. Legend has it, though, the spirits of children who've been buried in the cemetery since the first grave was dug there in 1822 come out to play at night. The living have observed orbs of light going down the slide, seen swings moving on their own, and even heard giggling. Creepier still, some say the spirits include victims of a rash of child murders that happened in the 60s, when bodies were rumored to have been found in the area that now houses the playground, Jake.
Jeez.
Yeah, so...
There's just no good use for that, huh? Rash. It's either a gross, itchy thing on your body or a spreading, murderous chest. Yeah. Poor word.
But anyway. When you got one and you're like, people are, oh, what's that? I have a rash. You're like, ugh. Yeah.
And then they just say, a rash of child murders.
It's easier to say, I have AIDS.
Yeah.
I have a rash.
Someone's like, I have AIDS. You're like, well, you know, peace be with you. And then they're like, I have a rash. Like, get the fuck away from me. You disgusting piece of shit. You're a child murderer.
Have you ever heard of soap? How did you get that? Jesus.
Kill yourself before it spreads.
And then bury yourself in this playground.
Don't ever do that.
But so I guess what this is saying is that, so this is creepy. They built the playground right on a cemetery so that when adults were visiting dead people, the kids can play.
Yeah.
So that's just creepy.
They even
enough.
Named yeah. it like yeah. Grandma's Slide.
Uncle Ted. Rocky Frog thing.
Oh my goodness.
Okay, so yeah, so the kids would play there, but at night, kids who have been buried in there, especially ones from the rash of child murders, They come terrible. Out at night and they play on that playground.
Wowzers. I like that.
I think I've seen an orb of light before.
Oh, really?
That, yeah.
Wow.
Ooh. Should we save that for a scary section later? Or just you want to get into the orb now? What do you think, Dad? Do you have another story for a scary zone later, or would this be the one?
No, I mean, it's not that. It's just...
You've just seen an orb.
I for sure have, yeah.
Were okay, you, tell
were
us about
you,
it.
Were you in Alabama?
I was that a kid? Yeah. I was a kid. I was probably 10 or 12. And just through the window of my house, I could see, like, my front yard. And that's the only time I think I've ever seen something that was, yeah, I never seen ghosts or, yeah. Mm-hmm. But that was a time where I saw something that was not.
What was it doing? What do you see out of your window?
It was literally on the inside of a window and it went to the outside.
Oh.
And window was open and it was inside the room. Yeah, yeah. And then it left the room then for like, yeah.
Oh.
I saw that and then I just screamed. I just was freaked out, you know.
Yeah,
as a kid, it didn't make any sense. I mean, I don't know, man.
Did you tell your family or whatever? Or you just kind of look at it and go, you just probably explained
just
it away.
The first time
I was terrified. I've talked
to see an orb. God damn it.
Yeah, I don't bring it up a lot.
Yeah, I haven't told anyone. Thank you for breaking it on our show.
Your parents were listening.
Why didn't he say?
Oh, speaking of orb, have you ever thought how funny the name Orble was?
Oh, yeah. There was someone named Orble, huh? Orble Redenbacher.
Or was that Orville?
That's Orville.
Orville Redenbacher. Orville. Yeah, Orville.
Still
Orville.
That's
still weird.
Still weird. It's better than Orble, though. Orville's
not
better
easy
than
to say.
No.
Okay. How you doing? Orville's my name. Okay.
So I guess what
children died.
Yeah. They died in the plague, and then they come out at night and they play on the playground. So
We believe that?
I'm just wondering if you believe that in 1822 they built the first person there, and now the kids that were dying there, they come out and slide down the slide at night like they're orbs?
I do. Okay. I don't see any reason why not to.
All right.
And good one.
Okay, good one.
And a great one.
Oh, all right.
Alrighty, tidy.
So, was that your scary zone? Do you have another one?
It pretty much was. I mean, you said that was the only time you've seen a ghost or a...
Yeah, I mean, aliens have always freaked me out, you know, for sure.
Okay.
But I don't know if I've ever... I've definitely feel like... I don't know why I'm so afraid of them. So maybe that's like... Like, I feel like it could have been, like...
Do you watch... Can you not watch alien movies, or do they scare you more than other types of movies?
I think that was when I was a kid. I saw Fire in the Sky.
Uh-huh. That's so funny. That's the one that really fucks with a lot of people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It makes it feel real. Like, did I get abducted?
The drop. Do we have the scary zone drop still? We don't. Luke's like, no. Do you still have it, Daddy?
I don't know. I could look for it.
We'll play a scary music.
Did you know though that Snake OG and Blonde Marley they have roommates that are aliens? They're gay.
Oh yeah, they're talking about their gaylian roommates.
They talked about that. It was
They said that they've been smoked out with space weed, and it is different.
Apparently, aliens use square
bongs.
I mean, if I met aliens, I would be interested in their drugs. For sure,
it tells you a lot about their culture. All right, cool. Yeah. Here's the deal. Okay, so now that I look at the board, because, you know, Duddy and I, we don't do any research, but when we come here, we have a little whiteboard. We'll put the order of what... I skipped to the 24/7, didn't I? I jumped right over the conspiracy query. Is that why you looked at me kind of shocked?
I was like, huh?
I was like, I'm going to invite these assholes in, and Duddy looks at me like, why are you inviting those guys in right now? It's not time, and now do I see that I jumped to the
fourth
over the conspiracy query. All right, so here's the deal. We've got Ruben here. You guys know the drill. He's playing horns with the Dirty Heads. You got a little bit of his history in. He was great with the 4247 guys. Felt like, I think, do you guys know each other? Did you?
Have they come in?
Like you guys knew each other.
Yeah, I think they're just those common people you would meet in a dispensary.
Okay. Okay, yeah, so you definitely just felt comfortable.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
So that went swimmingly. And then this brings us to kind of like, you guys remember on the show, this is awesome, because back in the day, we would do a lot of these types of stories. We'd try to ask people if you've seen aliens or ghosts. And, you know, we would have a band camp story and we'd have a Poopersville. Remember when people would shit their pants? That's what the show was founded upon.
It was.
Pants shitting. It's built on a foundation of shit, this show. 3 stars. All right. So anyway, it's been a while since we've had any of that, but that, you know, the drought,
it's
going to be clogged. Unclogged. The drought shall be unclogged. The toilet. So anyway, let's save the Poopersville story, because you do have a shit pants story.
Oh yeah, I do.
Scary Zone we've kind of already tapped into, but band camp is just, you know, one time at band camp. We've all seen American Pie, right?
Are you talking about actual band camp in high school?
Or if you have an actual band camp story, I mean, that would be a
band
first.
Band kids are weird. You know, we're weird.
Tell us the weirdest band camp story. This is the greatest, because we've never actually had one.
Band camp stories, man. I mean, you see a lot. I don't know. I guess it's
maybe just one particular where you're like, no way. Come on, you don't want to say really bad happened
in
band
school.
Camp.
I mean, everyone's awkward in high school. So, yeah.
They really use the flute for that?
Well, I'll say this. I will say this. It is 100% true that kids in band are freaks in that way. Like
everyone's banging in band.
Yeah, 100%. You see a lot of people hooking up. A lot of like you're a bunch of weird kids that finally have other weird kids to be around.
Yeah, yeah?
And it's just a spawning ground for romance.
Nasty fuck,
you sick fucks. Dude, those are the coolest kids in school. They're just hiding underground style banging back there.
They're having threesomes.
There's definitely been. Some stories you hear about, if not a flute, a drumstick, or
better use a new one, dude, because you don't want to fuck one with splinters hanging off.
Just the community drumstick that sits on the snare.
No, or even I would say maybe a bass drum mallet.
Wow, getting Jesus adventurous at a young age. Where's that be, going?
That's why.
That's a
big stinger.
So, whoa.
I would say that ties into a band camp story, I guess.
I love how he's not saying anything. Yeah,
just saying potentially there was the use of perhaps a bass drum mallet could have been inserted.
My friends told me about this story.
So there was a hear tale of a... Oh, man. Anything else get stuffed into people in band camp?
An entire kick drum.
There was one time an elbow that slid into an entire kick drum.
Yeah, elbow.
Yeah, kids in band, you know,
they're getting down.
You think theater kids, band kids, we're weird, super weird, you know? But they're usually awesome musicians. Those weird kids are always badass,
totally.
And you know, we're joining band and you feel like oh, we're accepted almost,
yeah,
because we're nerds, you know.
Yep.
And we go there for like a haven.
That's awesome.
That's dope. I love it.
What about that? Yeah, it comes a lot.
What about like your 4 years touring with Voodoo or any of that? Any? I'm sure there's something.
Anything you're allowed to like say? One time, I know a lot of times
too hot for TV. Nah. That. I mean, it ties into the last the Poopersville thing.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I think one of my favorite band tour stories would be in Japan with Voodoo. And, you know, I'm a big pothead. And they're like, don't expect to smoke weed. You're not going to smoke weed over there. Don't even think about it. It's fucking illegal. And we get there. We played a show with the Vandals and Teenage Bottle Rocket and, Voodoo and a Japanese band. And, you know, the coolest thing happened was that we played our show. You know, we're done. And then the camera crew from the festival is like, oh, come with us. So they take us to the rooftop and... You know, we smoked weed in Japan, and it was amazing, amazing, amazing weed that would have never happened in a million years. And, you know, smoking with a couple guys and the camera crew, it was amazing. And leaving feeling like so great. I felt like, oh, there's like people I admire in bands that are big, and we'll get done. And I fall down the stairs.
No.
I fell down like a flight of stairs, like right away after smoking a joint. I'm like, yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That's a big fall, too, because if you're just listening and or you haven't seen the Dirty Heads, Ruben's like, what are you, like 6'8"?
I'm
6'6". He's a tall
big
dude.
Big boy. So
that's yeah. a, that's 6'6", that's 300 pounds. I'm like a, I'm as tall as Kobe.
Wow.
Rest in peace.
Yeah.
Damn. I'm as tall as Kobe.
That's a cool thing to say. But, dude, we always have just huge people around us. Yeah. Dougie and I aren't short dudes.
No, no. You guys are not.
But we, but... with the people like Gentle Giant, yes, who works with us is gargantuan. You're yeah. huge. Jared's very tall. Yeah. John John's very tall. Yeah. We're always there's like this. So funny how yeah, many well, Christians funny, tall. Like everyone.
With, just in our band alone, who now with the horn players, we have 8 people on stage.
Yes, mm-hmm.
8. I'm 6 feet tall.
Yeah,
I was gonna. I'm the third shortest person on that stage. Yeah, I'm only taller than Dave and Matt. That's it.
Yeah.
Sean yeah. is.
And it goes way up
yeah,
from there.
I think
it's not like 6'1". No, it's like
Sean,
6'3".
Sean's like 6'2"-ish. Oh,
yeah.
John John and Jared are both like 6'3"-ish. Mm-hmm. Mark's like what, 6'5"?
Mark is probably
6'4"?
Probably like 6'3 or 6'4", yeah.
Yeah, and then Ruben's 6'6". Damn, like, dude, my, we should, our band should be a basketball team.
Like, yeah, it is funny.
It's funny. So yeah, it's like when we do band photos or when we're hanging out on the bus or whatever, like now, especially adding Ruben and Mark, I'm like, I feel like a small, like short guy. And I'm like, dude, I'm 6 feet tall and I feel like a midget at all times.
Yeah. It's,
you just keep adding huge members.
Everyone that we add is taller than the next.
I think hopefully I'm the cap.
I think. Yeah, you gotta cap it out at Ruben, dude.
Well, if not, we're going to need a double decker bus. Yeah. Oh, yep. Man.
So, hell yeah. Okay, so perfect. So, that was a great story. We got the getting stoned in Japan, which is, it's dude, it's always lovely when you don't think you're going to be able to get stoned somewhere, and then you can. And then it's horrifying when you fall down the yes. stairs, but made for a good story.
Yeah.
But that's that leads us right into Poopersville, which yeah. we haven't had for a while. You shit your pants, and you're willing to tell everyone about it. Dude, we're back. God.
I mean, I didn't expect to be talking about it, but I will.
No one ever does.
Yeah, not till they get here, and then yeah. they do. Yeah. All they always do.
Yeah, I was on tour with Voodoo. It was the last show of a tour with the Toasters, and it was like a Ska Is Dead tour. So there's like I think Mustard Plug, Toasters, Voodoo, and this show for some reason. The milk chug contests were happening a lot, like people chugging gallons of milk and like, oh, it's impossible, you'll throw yeah. up, you can't do it. So we me and the drummer of the Toasters, my buddy Jesse, were like, oh, you know, we'll do it for money, like let's see who can actually chug a gallon of milk. So we announced to the audience, oh, after the show we're gonna do this milk chug on stage.
Oh wow.
So people after the show, they stuck around and everyone wanted to see it. So yeah, we start drinking gallons of milk each. We both start puking like within 2 minutes. It's impossible. You can't chug a gallon of milk and not puke.
It didn't go well for both of you.
Yeah. And we're probably, I mean, we're both at the time we were both vegetarian, I think. And you know, it was just dumb all across the board.
Yeah.
And so we start chugging the milk, and then we get to the end. We probably puked like 3 or 4 times. After we finish, I technically won. I think the pot of money that we were betting was like $60. It was like nothing. It was not worth it at all. So I win, and then they had a shot of whiskey. Someone comes up on stage with a shot of whiskey, and I... thinking I'm like, oh, the shit.
Yeah.
I drink the chug off. Yeah, I drink the shot of whiskey on top of the
throw up
full
milk.
Stomach of milk. It instantly curdles. I run to the restroom, puke my guts out. Nothing's going on with my stomach yet. Like, I don't have to shit, you know. Mm-hmm. I'm okay. You know, we leave the show probably 30 minutes later in our bus, and my stomach just felt like a motorboat or like a chainsaw went off in my stomach. Everything was just like grunt, like rumbling my stomach. You know, I'm in my bunk. I was laying in my bunk.
Oh no!
And we were in a bus that was like a gutted school bus with like handmade, homemade bunks in it, you know, rickety.
Oh, yeah. No.
And yeah, it hit me like a wave. And I, you know, I run up to the front of the bus. I was like, you need to pull over right now or I'm going to shit everywhere. And so they let me out. They pull off into like a there's a McDonald's. And they pulled off into the parking lot, and I run to the McDonald's. I bang on the window. They're closed. It's like probably 12 at night.
Oh, you're like, the please.
Girl, yeah, the girl working the drive-thru, she could see it in my face. Like,
this guy's in trouble.
I'm having an emergency. Please let me in. Use your restroom. And she's like, I'm sorry. I can't. So I booked it. I ran into a field. I see a giant bush. I'm like, I'm going to shit in this bush.
Yeah.
And I did not make it to the bush. Oh. I did not make it to the bush. I was like mid stride and I'm like shitting my pants.
Oh. Why do you does keep everyone almost make it? It's when you get see close, that finish line, your butt just goes. It's
there's.
Let's party, dude.
You can only go for yeah. so long.
This now, is, do you stop running or do you just give up and stand there?
Would you? Yeah. What's the reaction? You're full speed.
I
big guy.
I was sprinting like a cheetah.
You're going fast.
Yeah. The fastest I've ever run in my life. So, because I could see the bus and I didn't want to humiliate myself. I mean, this is probably one or two, maybe tours in. So I know everybody, but I'm still new in a band that's been around for 20 years. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I don't want to humiliate myself in front of these guys. Is like my favorite band. I don't want to humiliate. Oh, I don't want them to see me shit my pants.
Don't look at me.
Look away, please.
I don't want you to see me like this.
And I made it to the bush almost. You know, I you kind of have to stop.
Yeah.
And just accept.
Like, yeah, I basically had to just. I was like running. There's the bush. I was like, I just started walking. I was like, well, it's happening. I'm just gonna walk over this bush and stand there and
cry a little bit.
Yeah I died a little inside. But you know, I've always had a messed up stomach, you know. And it's like that on tour, that's one of those things.
Yeah, and a gallon of milk doesn't help.
yeah
the chug off and the whiskey.
Oh man.
So yeah, it was terrible. I had to go back to the bus and not get back in. I was like, yo, give me some. I had to like just bottles of water. I had to like take a bath outside. And it was like, it was probably like 40 degrees, you know, freezing cold on the East Coast.
And just so far.
Everything
from
going
home.
Against me. New shoes. Yeah, and gone.
You're using the $60 that you got to wipe yourself.
Dude, no. And it was really funny and gross was I bought weed that night.
No.
And I remember it was in my pocket.
And
then I had to throw the pants, and I was like, I was so mad about that, too.
That you forgot the
like
weed
my
away.
Fucking weed, too. Yeah.
Shit.
It was lose, all across the board that night for me.
Man.
I threw away my shoes, socks, clothes, everything. Luckily, I had clothes, so.
It started with a big win, and then it just drastically fell off a cliff after that. It was horrifying.
We'll call that tour Doo Doo Glow Skulls.
Fucking buddy.
Too perfect, buddy. Too perfect.
Well, regardless if you make it into a toilet or not, when you gotta go and you finally do, it feels good.
Yeah.
And speaking of feeling good, on this show, we have some sponsors that make us feel great. And first and foremost, Koi CBD. We love this product. We love this company. They've been with us since day one, and I use this every single day. You've heard me say it. I wake up, I grab the droppers, I take it. You know, while I'm having coffee in the morning, I drop a couple drops down in there, and it just really sets the mood for the day for me. And, you know, I play guitar, and I get aches and pains in my hands all the time. Especially when we're in cold weather. And right now this bunker is freezing
so
in here. But since I've been on like a steady diet of CBD, it's so less frequent that my hands do hurt. But regardless, sometimes they still do cramp a little bit, and they've got amazing like balms you can rub on. They've got a new product that's like a roll-on like Icy Hot that's just packed with CBD. It's freaking amazing. I love this product. If you're someone that you know has aches and pains and you're constantly taking over-the-counter pain medicines, give CBD a try. Give Koi CBD a try. It is the best, and it's much healthier for you, and I think you're going to love the effects. What's up?
Oh, no, go ahead.
And if you want 15% off your first order, head on over to koicbd.com and put in code FEELGOOD at checkout, and you will get 15% off your first order.
Hell yeah.
Yes. And then use the link that we put below on the podcast, or the link that's on our Instagram.
Yeah, if you've already used the code, and you're going to go back to Koi to continue to buy some more products, it does help us. If you say go to our website or like on our Instagram and click those links and go there, it just lets them know that our listeners are returning and buying products. So obviously you don't have to, but if you do, if you think about it, it does help us out and just, you know, helps us continue the sponsorship. So we appreciate it. Thank you guys. And also plug-ins keychains. This is a great product. I have one on the wall in my house. What this is, it's like a replica head of an amp, and they got Marshall ones, they got Fender ones, and they've got 4 quarter-inch inputs, and they've got these little keychains that have a quarter-inch head on it, and you put your keys on here, and when you get home, you just plug it into your amp, and obviously when you want to go somewhere, you know where your keys are. These things are awesome. I've had so many people come to my house, see this on my wall, and go, holy crap, that's awesome, where'd you get that? And yeah, now 2 years later, they're a sponsor of the podcast, which is pretty cool. But I know so many people, too, that have been buying these for Christmas gifts. So you probably won't be able to get it shipped there, you know, in time now. But if you want to get someone a late Christmas gift, head over to pluginskeychains.com. And that's plugins with a Z. That's Pluginz keychains.com. Pick yourself up a jack rack and put in code DUDDYB at checkout, and you will get 20% off every single order that you ever order. 20% off, and you will be a hero because the person you buy it for will love you more than anything.
It's a guaranteed success.
Yes.
Yeah, guaranteed success. You know what I thought too? It's perfect for like, oh, we're doing a Secret Santa or whatever, one of those things. Because it's not insanely expensive at all. It'll work. And if anyone is a musician and you give them that, they'll never expect it. You know what they're expecting, right? A Target gift card. You know, it's fine. We'll use that. But you know, you get one like Applebee's. Well, now I have to go to Applebee's.
You give me an Applebee's gift card, we're enemies.
We're no longer friends. This is winning in every way. Anyway, I jumped in with that. Duddy, what's your final thing that you say?
You heard it here, people.
Right on. And now we slide into questions.
Questions. Ask us any question you want.
Just gonna have Ruben hang out with us and whatever. This is a
Maybe there's some questions he can jump in on.
Exactly. That's what I'm thinking.
I feel like he can really help with this one right here. If Nugster Danktastic.
Yes, Nugster.
Holy shit.
Suck.
That's a suck name.
If you were to create a reggae rock supergroup, who would be the members? I would pick Duddy on guitar, Volks, naturally. Oh, well, thank you. Micah Brown, Iration on guitar, and Volks. Dude, Micah Brown from Iration
great
is
choice.
A fucking shred-tastic guitar player. Peanut 311 on bass.
Hell yeah, great. Peanut's cool.
Yassad from Pepper on drums. Awesome.
Fuck yeah.
And Rory Carey, Revolution on keys. Great. That's a good one.
I haven't met him, but didn't we talk about getting those dudes
who?
On? The Revolution, you've met him, I'm sure.
Yeah, we played a show with them. Yeah. Good dudes. Well, I don't know. I'd say, yeah, I agree with you. Duddy on guitar and Volks, for sure. Bass, I'd probably give maybe Dave Forrell. I don't know. Drums, maybe Matt Ochoa. And on keys, I would probably have to say maybe Sean Haygood on keys. And then we'd probably have a percussion player. I don't know, maybe John. And then I'd like to have someone who sings with me, like more of like a lead singer guy that doesn't play. And I don't know, maybe Jared. Maybe Jared.
Dude, well, the weird thing is that's not a super group. Like, that's the thing. That's what I like about the Dirty. You know what I mean? Like, that is the super group.
Well,
I'm saying it is. It's not a super group.
Well, thank you.
Like, Matteo's got to be one of the most solid drummers that's possibly in the whole scene, right?
Absolute freaking.
John on percussions. Is anybody.
He might be the best in the world.
He's like one of the best. That's what I'm saying, you know? Yeah. So it's like Dave rips and he's playing the keyboard crazy shit too and doing all. you know, I'm just saying, like, well, that's not even if you just did that.
Yeah, well, obviously,
that would
I was kidding,
be a lot of all-stars, you know. I'm just adding credibility to it, okay?
Well, thank you.
You were
thank
fucking you. Around, and then I'm listening, and I'm going, well, yeah, those are a lot of the best players in the scene, dude. Fuck, right there. But so are all every one of these.
Exactly. Yeah. There's a lot of really great musicians in the scene.
Yes. Yeah. Yep, it always is. And then, okay, cool. But that's the best name in the scene.
Nugster Dangtastic.
Yes.
Dude, we should get him on the 4247 news segment. Maybe.
Is that Mr. Pumptastic? Did he change his name?
Well, I don't know, because I think Mr. Pumptastic was on the Bunker page. I think this is Fister Dumptastic, who was making fun of Mr. Pumptastic.
Wow. Now he's Nugster Dangtastic.
Yes, he keeps switching his name, and it's he keeps making it better and better.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Oh, shit. All right, cool.
Jesse Z rules. I keep saying Z, even though she took the Z out. Jesse rules says, what is the best Christmas gift you've ever given someone? What about you, Ruben?
Best Christmas gift.
I know.
Man.
That's a good question.
Probably the ones for this year, I think, are going to be the best.
Yeah?
Yeah. I think just because you have so much time to mm-hmm. plan it out and really put, you know, I mean, a lot of thought into it. So I think this year, what I got my daughter is going to be the best gift I've given somebody.
You want to say? Does she listen to the
show?
I hope
not. She better
not be. I really hope not.
I don't want her to hear the shit story.
Yeah.
or the weed stuff. no, I would say, yeah, I got her a Nintendo Switch and some games, and she's going to flip her lid for that.
Nice.
I think.
Hell yeah.
You know.
Dude, Duddy and I have brought up multiple times the Christmas we remember where we got Super Nintendo and we got a few games and we just sat all day.
Just fucking lost our minds.
A good video game system for a Christmas day is like
That's like a kid's like, that's what they're thinking of in their head. I hope I get the new game and I can play the game and all my friends have it. I want to play.
You know what's rad? When we were kids, you plug it in, you're playing 20 seconds later. Now everyone tells me, but now you've got to upload the game. Yeah. It takes 4 hours because the games are so intense now.
Dude, well, that's what's funny. My friend, my son will have like a friend come like spending the night, you know, and he'll be like, Dad, can we get this game? We want to play this game tonight. And I'm like, dude, it's 8 o'clock at night. That game's not going to be done downloading till 3 a.m. Doesn't even matter if I get it for you right now. You're not playing that game. Like,
yep.
But yeah, the Switch is going to kill, of course. She's going to be stoked.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. You know what's fun? It's like, it's always so fun to buy like gifts for like babies and like, you know, stuff like that. And I'll say the most fun I had buying a gift is when Jake had his son Rocky and it was Christmas for his first Christmas, I believe. And me and my wife, we went online and we were like piecing together like the full Rocky outfit from like the, you know, the American flag shorts. We had a little robe, boxing gloves, like the whole nine. And it was cool.
It was, I have a photo too, Luke. Remind me to send it to you. I'll put it on the YouTube video of him wearing that this year. It was crazy. Yeah. So you got me
it was too small to wear it, but we got the smallest we could get at that time. Yeah.
And it was such a dope outfit that his size didn't match up when the first Halloween hit. Mm. I think it was too small to wear it. And then he got too big for it before this past Halloween came. So we had it altered and made bigger so he could wear it this Halloween. Yeah. So he finally wore it this year he killed, you know, he was crushing it. And then my best gift is also this year. I gave my wife, I don't know, a few months ago, she made a comment like, I want to learn bass. So I got her like a Fender bass and a little Fender bass amp this year. I had nowhere to hide it. Yeah. So I gave it to her early, but she like lost her mind when I gave her the bass package, you know?
That's awesome.
Yep. So she's been playing bass for the last, like, I don't know, 5 days, every single day, all day. That was probably the best gift I've given someone on Christmas, even though it's not Christmas yet.
Yep. Early gift. Early gifts are good.
All right.
Michelle Nechetsky, everyone's favorite ice skater.
That's right. Olympic ice skater from Russia.
Since you guys obviously have a love for music, how do you feel about musicals? I've been obsessed with The Greatest Showman lately. Man, I hate to be a total Debbie Downer, but I just can't do musicals.
Not the guy.
If I want to listen to music, I'll listen to music. And if I want to watch a movie, I'll watch a movie. And I get that I'm not into like plays. I'm not into like drama-y, like over the top, like acting and drama. Yeah. I get there's an art to it. And people who are into it, I love that for you. Like, it's not for everyone, and it's just not for me.
What
about I can't
do it. A Little Shop of Horrors?
I guess if I had to watch one, it'd probably be that.
Because that one's movie-ish, you know, it's movie and it's that, but I still would rather them not sing.
It's my thing. You know what? It's funny too, because it's like there's been a couple where I didn't know it was gonna be that, and then like you know, especially Sweeney a lot Todd. Of like kids, Sweeney Todd, but especially like kids movies, like a lot, like you know, there's ones where it's like Frozen or something, where it's like, and then that was a great movie. I'm not taking away anything, but it's like it's I didn't know going in, and next 20 minutes in, you're like, this is a musical, and now every Disney 10 movies, minutes, I'm gonna have to listen to a 5-minute song.
Every time there's a revelation, it breaks.
Yes.
Wait a minute, I'm confused. I don't know which way to go. Confusion. And you're just like, oh no.
You can't sing about how am I ever going to be unconfused?
I'm scared. They're coming after me. Fear and frightening. You're like, we're gonna sing about frights.
Oh man!
Just give me a jump scare or something. I don't need to know about some jump scare.
I think I'm in love with him. What are these butterflies in my stomach? You're like, there goes the next 3 minutes and 70 seconds. God, love it all.
Good heck. Gracious.
Can we just get
every
back?
Movie that's gonna be a musical? It should have been called Frozen, the musical. We should have to say that in the disclaimer. It should have to.
Yeah.
It should have to. Thank you.
I hope that answers your question.
Good question. Asking
if you had to identically repeat any single year of your life or date without changing a
2020.
Thing, dude, 2020, bro.
Yes. Over and over.
Oh, man. That's a hard question. I don't know. 2019? It's the last time
good year we had.
I don't know. I'm guessing 2021. I don't know. That's a tough question.
We don't have one of those like Uncle Rico things where it's like back in 1972. I wish I could go back, man.
I'd throw this ball over the mountain.
I'm always like, this is the best time. I don't want to go do anything I already did again. People are like, if I could go back and do it all over, I'm like, no. I would say, nope, I did that. I'm good. I would like to continue going this way. Yes. I don't know.
Yeah.
That's how I feel.
Michael Yarno says, what's your most hated thing you have endured during the holidays that you wish would just go away? Oh, there's got to be some good ones.
Real negative, Mike. Dude.
Oh, God, there's got to be so many good ones. Jake,
what?
How about you?
somebody hates something, Jake. You'll come up. I mean, there's so many things to hate about the. No, I'm just kidding. I like the holidays. It's fun. You know, whatever. Everyone's got their same shit that they hate. It's like, oh, the hustle and bustle. Everyone's losing their mind. You gotta get all these guys. I don't know. Whatever. I don't really hate anything. I'm not like, the holidays are coming. I hate this. I'm not a huge fan of Christmas music, but we've done
but
that.
But the thing is, like, we discussed, like,
either.
There is
like,
decent, like, the old school classics are not bad, and I like listening to them, like, on Christmas Eve and Christmas, and,
yeah,
like, sure, if I'm driving around the holidays and my kids want me to put on, sure, cool, but, like, when it's 24/7 the day after Thanksgiving, it gets to a point where you're like, holy shit, I can't fucking take it anymore, you know what I mean? Like I said, it's like, I love the holidays.
I'm trying to think. There's got to be something we hate, Michael Yarno.
Okay, this probably isn't for every family, but, like, do you remember one thing that I fucking hated when I was younger is we would always, for like Christmas and Thanksgiving and all this stuff, we'd have to go over to my aunt's house, which was great. And our cousins would be there and we'd have so much fun. And my mom every year would make us, and she's going to listen to this, so she's going to love this. She would make me and my brother wear like a nice button shirt and like nice like dressy shoes and nice clothes. And then we'd get there and all my cousins would be in like torn shirts running around just fucking who gives a shit.
Mom, you know, like, remember this. I remember our cousin Brian had this shitty old hat. It was like his hat.
It was
cool. It was fine, but it was like torn up and beat up and he wore it forever. He loved it. But yeah, I remember one year we had to get all dressed up and every do our year. Hair and everything. We go over there and I'm all, look at Brian's fucking hat, Mom.
Yeah, we're going to look nice. We're like, why?
Goddamn, he did 17 fishing trips in that hat.
The second we walk in the door, all the cousins are going to go into the back of the house, wrestle for an hour, rip our clothes, and then fucking the time we turn 13, we're outside doing drugs.
Yeah, that's we're on the happening. Side yard smoking hay, Ma. It doesn't matter if we got our good Bugle Boy shirt on.
Oh, wear your nice gecko pants. Yeah.
Gecko Hawaii shirt. Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, get and rid of that. That.
We don't even hate that much. It was just a thing we had to do every year.
Oh. Oh, wow. This, whoa, what is this?
Dustin, your phone was saying like low battery. Are we good?
Which is weird because it's plugged in.
Is it?
So is that. All right. Sorry about that. Quick little difficulty, but we're back.
Yeah, the recording stopped.
Yeah, the recording stopped and we kept going.
We hit start again.
All right, so this one is, and I am recording only Ruben's crotch right there for a second. Sweet. We are back.
What they want to
literally
see.
It was just on his crotch. Perfect. Sarah Ann T-Bird says, if Santa was found dead at home in his bed, who would the main suspect be? Mrs. Claus, because she's fed up with all of his ho-ho-hos, his elves, because they're overworked and underpaid. Paid, or Rudolph because he's tired of pulling Santa's fat ass around. Well, Sarah and T-Bird, anyone who has watched every single murder mystery in the entire world like myself knows that the first suspect is always the significant other. Mrs. Claus, she is over him leaving and being gone all night, an entire night without coming home. And Rudolph's like his dog, and everyone knows your dog is faithful and would definitely pull your sled around the world for you until you got home to your pissed off wife. And when you're tired from working all night, she kills you. That's how that first 48 goes, or whatever. Queen BD13.
Jesus, open and shut.
Sorry, yeah. Queen BD13 says McDonald's breakfast or Jack in the Box breakfast. And I'm not a huge fan of either, but I will say that McDonald's breakfast smells like old farts. So I will have to go with Jack in the Box breakfast. Every single time I smell a McMuffin, it reminds me of 10 farts locked inside of a car on a summer day. Yes.
Daddy's like, what? Who farted? And then, it's breakfast. Breakfast food.
Oh, man. And Jesse Rule says, how many months past Christmas are candy canes acceptable? Candy canes are acceptable on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day only. If you are eating them any other day, you're a psychopath.
Oh, yeah. You see someone like in June with a candy cane?
Oh, dude, run.
Like, dude, you got to kill that person on site. No one will. There will not a court in the land.
I
do anything about it.
I need some peppermint sucky.
Yeah. They'll have 12 witnesses. Yes, that person walked right up to that person and simply stabbed them in broad daylight, and then you'll just say, yes, they were eating a candy cane, Your Honor, and then they'll go, case closed.
Yeah, he was free to go. Obviously, he was going to suck on that candy cane until it was sharp enough to kill me, so it was self-defense against the psycho who eats candy canes in June.
Hey, that's a thing that nobody brings up. You can make a candy cane into a prison shank very quick.
Kill someone
you
with
remember
a candy
that?
Cane.
That is by far the most dangerous candy on the market.
Jesus.
Yes.
I heard more people die in candy cane related deaths than COVID. All right, that's just, I knew that was gonna be terrible as I was saying.
Punctured a hole all the way through your tongue with a candy cane, you haven't celebrated Christmas. Daniel Harrison says, Merry Christmas, fam. Thanks for another amazing year, keeping us all insane. Thank you, Daniel,
keeping
for
us
listening.
All insane.
You're
we welcome,
love you guys.
Nut.
She who will not be named.
She changed her name. She fucking burned us. Because now her name is she who shall not be named.
Oh,
we stopped saying her name because we got mad at her. We weren't really mad, but we were mad at her for a minute.
Pissed.
We were super fake mad at her. And now she's changed her name to she who shall not be named. Kind of. And now I got to think of something else to call her.
She wants to be Luke's assistant.
Yeah.
And although he does need all the help in the world, no.
Yeah, so anyway, How Jesse, about no?
Jesse Rule says, can Luke be my assistant? And I would not wish that on my worst enemy, Jesse. let's see here.
Formerly known as Wolfman.
Member formerly known as Wolfman wants to know if we're going to do another charity show after the Rona's over.
Oh, right.
Sure, we've talked about it, but yeah, obviously we got to wait. We got to wait till this all settles down, and then we'll figure something out. And she also wants to know that, Jake, are you well prepared for Christmas or all your shopping on December 24th kind of guy?
No, I'm prepared. Yeah. Well prepared. Thanks, though, for... That was weird that that's directed at me. Thank you for that. Yeah. Hey, Jake, you get it done this year? You're going to fuck up like every other year. Yeah. So.
Mark, who's your daddy Plante, says, we all know what you and Jake are doing to stay busy. My question is, what are all the other guys doing? And he also wants to know, or you're also saying happy holidays to us and the entire Bunker crew. And we've made these coronal times a lot more tolerable. Thank you, guys. You have made it a lot more tolerable for us as well. Mm-hmm. We love you guys. And, you know, Jared has been working out a lot and surfing, and he's been doing his Sword Beach project. John's got two young kids, so he's super busy, but he's running and he's surfing a lot. And Dave's been really busy working on music and doing a lot of art. Matty O's been doing a lot of home improvements. He's in the middle right now of redoing his bathroom himself. And I know Sean's been keeping busy with work, and actually he just got engaged. Oh,
yes.
I don't know if I was supposed to say that, but yeah, actually he posted it.
Yeah, he posted it.
And then let's see here.
How sweet was that little catch up? God, Jared's been catching up on some Netflix. Dave's been making sourdough. Remember when everyone started making bread for like 2 months this year? Yeah.
What?
Everyone started posting like loaves of bread that they made online, and then that was immediately done. Anyway, that's just
I didn't catch that.
Yeah,
trend.
That was a thing.
Thank
everyone
God.
Became a sourdough baker all of a sudden, and then it's gone.
It's gone.
A lot of things just came and went in 2020.
Yeah. All right. Let's see here. Terry Phillips, Duddy, do a freestyle pod on the podcast. First off, Terry, don't you tell me what to do. on the podcast, like you and Jared would do at the end of some of your shows. Never done that.
Never. Uh-oh, here comes the mutilator.
Just kidding. But this time, have Jake do it with you. Those were the best. Laugh out loud. And you have the best Christmas with the family. Oh, I'm sorry, Terry, for being a dick.
Yeah,
I was just kidding. Freestyles have to come naturally. I can't just be like, I'm going to freestyle now. But if you catch me at the bottom of like a bottle of whiskey or something, you won't be able to shut me up, I promise. Let's see here. At what age? Oh, Jen Peterson says, at what age did you stop believing in Santa? Wait, what? Oh.
I'll let you know when I get there.
Yeah. Bah humbug, Jen. Kristen Haggett says, what's your favorite Christmas/holiday movie? I love Elf. That's just a great one.
Elf's solid.
It's so funny. I mean, obviously, A Christmas Story. Wait, what is that? What's it called? Is that it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that one's great. That's just a freaking classic.
For some reason, Elf's easier to watch for me than that one now. I'd like, you know, because I've seen A Christmas Story or whatever so many times, you know, since we were kids. So now I'd rather watch Elf than that one.
Sure.
But that one is obviously. Yeah.
Honestly, that's obviously. One now that I think we save till like on Christmas Day, like right after like the kids open all their presents and shit and we're starting to make the big breakfast. Put on A Christmas Story, you know, for sure. Feels like, it is a great movie. I still love it when it comes on. I do.
We watched National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation again last night. It every year that one kills. That it's so funny because that's another one where I'm like, I've seen it 600 times, but then you start watching it and you forget how fucking funny
it's
it is.
It's so good. It's so just
when he Chevy punches Chase, the fake Santa Claus in the face and the lights won't work every time. I just die when he picks it up and just. Perfect punch straight to the plastic Santa Claus's face, dude. It's so good.
And everybody's been there at one point in your life when you're just like, I have lost all control and I'm about to fucking just go ape shit.
So good. Anyway, great shit.
Eddie, and Oh, Kevin Torbeck says, happy Hanukkah/Christmas to all and your families. Thank you. You as well. Thank you for the fun and entertainment throughout this year. Any chance on Duddy Claus giving out them dirty demos? Whoa, Kevin. Yeah, I gave one to Luke, and guess what he did with it? He's fucking selling it for drug money. You know what? I am
Luke's
giving one out.
Luke's a drug addict. We never say that, huh? He does drugs.
Hard ones.
Yeah.
Hard
ones.
Like the worst of them. He does crocodile.
Wow. What's that?
Remember that thing that went around a couple years back? And it was like, it would like turn people's skin
like
into
homemade
like
heroin.
Yeah, it would like eat your skin away to where it looked like you had like crocodile skin. And people were like, yeah, I'm down with crocodile skin. It feels so good.
Luke does that?
Luke does crocodile.
Heavy. Real heavy.
Heavy.
Mm-hmm. Heavy. Yeah, I'm down. He's growing a tail. Where was I?
A lot of season's greetings, cheers going on. This is a good feeling question
this
section.
Is,
everyone's like, thanks for the laughs. And Duddy's, you know, when we say like, thank you guys, it's so true, man. What a year for, you know, everybody. But also, you know, of course, Duddy and I just getting fucking laid off 15 times this year. And it's so rad that we've had this show. So we're glad that we've been making you guys laugh and helping you guys get through, but it's absolutely made this year like tolerable for us because we wouldn't have had much else to do. This show's kept us invigorated and interested and having to come up with new things. And so honestly, 2020 hasn't felt that terrible.
No.
Because we've had this show, we've had you guys. What do we got? Three more questions?
Jimbo Rooney says, thoughts on this weekend's UFC fight. Sucks Cheeto didn't bring home the win, but I think he did a pretty good job against Aldo. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he did. That was a fun fight.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, I was stoked to see Aldo.
Dude, me too.
I love that, dude.
He's
I love it because he's still kind of relatively young.
Yeah,
it's just so much of his success was so early. You don't realize it's like, oh, he's like 32, 33.
Yeah.
He's not like he's 39. You know, you think that because he's been around forever, but Cheeto will be fine. He had a nice streak going into that fight, so he'll be right back and get another great opponent, but it's nice to see Aldo up in that top little.
And he looked good. You know who I love? Chaos Williams.
Oh yeah, Chaos is cool.
Yeah, I like watching.
But
that
did
guy
he?
Fight.
He lost, right? Did he not? Did he win his fight? It was like a close fight. I don't remember. Are you thinking of someone else? Potentially?
No, I'm thinking of Chaos.
Yeah,
Williams.
Chaos is gnarly. He had his last two fights.
And the guy he was fighting was a fucking gnarly too. Oh, he fought that Brazilian like Capoeira type dude, and the Capoeira dude won. But I think Chaos won the fight.
It was one of those close back and forth.
I think Chaos
fights.
Won that fight. I think if I remember correctly, it was like, I think that the Brazilian dude, I think the first round could have gone either way-ish, but I think Chaos won the third and fourth round. The second and third round.
It was one of those ones where I think he was moving backwards a lot and countering, and sometimes just the pressure guy going forward just gets the score.
It was
score.
A close one.
It was
that,
close.
Hey, I can't, that's not one you can be like, there those was a few, judges suck. Yeah,
there was a few takedowns.
Yes,
you
know, I think that
so
the
just one of those
Brazilian
ones.
Dude, I think right at the end, took him down and had him down for the last 20 seconds. That probably got him the win. But I do remember being bummed, like, fuck, I wanted Chaos to win.
Good fights.
It was
fun.
Sweet
man. Little fights. Wonder Boy looking sharp.
Let's see here. Rusty Skanker. It's just that is the dirtiest sex move on earth. What bands breaking up, non-death related, had the biggest impact on you? This mostly an excuse for me to complain about Devin leaving the Expanders.
Those are the homies.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. You know what? And I guess they didn't break up, like, but I guess they are. They were gonna come back and do the tour, but like, I was super bummed. Like when Rage was like, they were done. I was like,
that's a great one. Yeah, because they still could.
They still totally could, and like, you know,
that one's a bummer.
Yeah.
For me, I don't know. I kind of like it, but I know this isn't gonna matter too much to too many people, but. I like Oasis, dude, and I just hate that. It's just so funny to me. They fucking hate each other. They just can't make it work. So I almost love that they hate each other because that's my favorite thing about this band. The band, but I like Oasis. I would love it if Oasis would just get back together and do another album. I'd be psyched.
Hey, man, I'd listen.
Yeah, dude. It's so, and I just love them fucking being asshole brothers together. It's so funny to me.
All right, we got one more.
Cool.
You didn't answer my question. There's no time. All right. This one's from Zach Stacy. Jake, I heard you mention Theo Vaughn some time ago. Do you listen to his podcast often? And Duddy, do you like Theo Vaughn? Yes, I did listen to his podcast a lot. I don't as much anymore, and I think just because I do that, I go through rotations, I get really into it. I'm sure I'll come back around and dive right back deep into it again. But yeah, I think Theo's freaking hilarious.
Theo is hilarious. I like him a lot. I don't listen to his podcast. It's weird. Before Duddy and I started doing this show, I found that I listened to a lot more of comedians' podcasts or whatever. And then once we started like going a little more comedy route with ours and stuff, yeah, I kind of stopped listening to the comedy podcast. So I'll listen to like the, which is oddly enough, this is hosted by two comedians, but Small Town Murder, which Duddy turned me on to.
I love that one.
I listen to podcasts of like other kinds now, like learning stuff, and almost too, because sometimes it's almost like in music. You know, you'll start to sound a little bit like whatever you're super, super into at the moment. If you listen to too much of like a comedy podcast, you almost feel yourself, I don't want to sound like someone else or have their vision or anything. So I'm almost like, I don't want to listen to those guys.
Yeah.
I just want us to be fresh and me and you when I'm on this show. Yeah. So it's so weird, but that is a thing that I've noticed. I'm like, no, I don't really find myself listening to the comedians' shows anymore.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But dude, Theo's fucking hilarious.
Oh, he's funny.
So yeah, we do like him a lot.
Hilarious, dude. Yeah, well, shit, that was an awesome show. Ruben, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you,
dude,
guys.
Dude, Ruben, that was the shit. You were so good with the 420, guys. I don't know how you did it, man.
Thanks. No,
that was a great show.
It's like, it's so natural.
Do you have any, do you want to plug anything? Do you want to tell anybody your mind? Anything? Or if you don't care, you don't
have
to.
Do you want people finding you on social media? Yeah, if you want.
We got some creeps that listen to this shit, man. They'll find you.
I'm out there. I'm out there. I have Instagram. I have Facebook. I would say just support music, support live music in any way you can. Buy merch from bands. Mm-hmm. If you like, you want to check out any bands I play in, you know, I would say I just want to plug my bands that, you know, I have a lot of respect for. My buddies, Eureka Sound.
Yeah, give a couple plugs to the maybe the smaller bands.
Delirians for sure. Eureka Sound, and then Boogaloo Assassins. Those are the bands that I, you know, mainly play with. I would say just go check the music out, download it. You know, if you really want to find me online, you can find me. You know,
You'll find him.
Yeah,
right. He'll be puff and tough with the 24/7 boys in an alleyway near you, dude.
Crispy or something.
Yeah. Right on, dude. Right on. Fucking great show, great, man. And thank you, everybody. We'll see you next
week. Happy holidays.
Week. Peace. Oh, that's right. Merry Christmas. Merry We're Christmas. Not going to see
them until Happy Haunt. Merriest of Christmases. Peace.
KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.